The Even Stranger Adventures of Isidore Brown by Ursula Dubosowski. What happens when there is one person too many on a melting iceberg? So Isidore Brown, his friend Lulu, and Isidore's daddy were sitting together on an iceberg as it sailed swiftly downstream from Antarctica. It was nobody's fault that they'd ended up like this, but they were beginning to wish there was someone to blame. Antarctica was cold and white, and they were quite sick of it, and wished they were somewhere warm and green and red and yellow. What's more, the iceberg was getting smaller by the minute, so they had to squash up very close indeed. Understandably, this made them all a little moist and cranky. "Please don't put your skate in my back, Lulu," said Isidore snappishly. Because, of course, Lulu was still wearing her roller skates. "Don't put your back in my skate," retorted Lulu. And she was not the sort of person to retort. Usually she was kindness itself, no matter how unkind anyone else was. "Children, darling children," moaned Isidore's daddy. "You are making my poor head ache. I believe I can feel a migraine coming on." He flung a hand to his forehead, pushing back his lovely long red hair. Isidore had not seen his father for a while and had forgotten how often he felt a migraine coming on. I'm afraid Isidore was sorry to remember it and did not feel sympathetic at all. The sun shone and the iceberg melted and melted. Isidore and Lulu had to sit on Isidore's daddy's lap, one child on each knee. "Careful of my ukulele," said Isidore's daddy with some anxiety, lifting it up into the air above his head. "We must protect our assets, dear ones." It was true. They had to look after their assets, and they didn't have many. Just the ukulele, Lulu's skates, and Isidore's soggy old satchel with his birth certificate in it. Who knew when these things might come in handy? The iceberg was melting so fast, it became even smaller. In fact, it became too small. Far too small.
"Help!"
shouted Lulu.
"I'm slipping off!"
"Me too!"
gurgled Isidore through a mouthful of water.
"Alas, we are too many!" cried Isidore's daddy. "One of us will have to jump!"
Isidore and Lulu and Isidore's daddy looked at each other. Isidore looked frightened. Lulu looked worried. And I'm afraid Isidore's daddy looked sly.
"But which one?"
said Isidore Brown. "Which indeed?" said Isidore's daddy in a philosophical manner to no one in particular.